When the current legislative session began, Governor Doug Ducey talked about water in his State of the State address and the importance of speaking with one voice on planning and direction. But there hasn't been much movement, at least publicly, on the issue in the 3 months lawmakers have been in session. Now the Water for Arizona Coalition wants legislators to take action and not put off good ideas and tough decisions. Kevin Moran is chairman of the coalition and senior director of Western Water Programs for the Environmental Defense Fund, and he's with me. So, Kevin, what's your general perspective on the lack of legislative action on water?
It's disappointing that so far the state has not brought forward legislation that would do more to protect the Colorado River. There's an urgent need for Arizona to authorize the conclusion of a lower basin drought contingency plan agreement with the other lower basin states of California and Nevada and the Bureau of Reclamation in order to prevent Lake Mead from falling to critically low levels and to provide the level of planning and security that we need for our economy and our environment.
What would you like to see done? Are there particular steps you'd like to see taken as soon as possible?
Yes, indeed. First, we think our state legislature needs to pass a concurrent resolution, which would authorize the state of Arizona through the Department of Water Resources director to sign on to the Lower Basin Drought Contingency Plan Agreement. Second, we believe that there needs to be a science-based, systematic approach to doing more water conservation to preserve the health of the Colorado River. We need an Arizona Colorado River conservation program along the lines that the Department of Water Resources has proposed. Thirdly, we need to take a step forward as a state to develop science-based and community-sensitive groundwater management in rural Arizona.
These don't seem to be what should be politically divisive issues. These seem to be things that people can agree on. Do you think that there are serious discussions taking place, but no one is taking the proper action? Or do you think we're sort of running up against a deadline that's going to force lawmakers to act?
We are certainly running up against, an urgent need to act because of the risk of a federally declared shortage in the lower basin. We are, based on the latest U.S. Bureau of Reclamation projections, right now, we are already nearly 50-50 chance of a mandatory federal shortage declaration in 2020. We're already there, and this winter is not looking good. There are serious discussions going on. We really appreciate, for example, how Representative Rusty Bowers has convened meetings around the state to hear from local communities, to hear from people concerned about water on what we need to do. But we really need to look at what is needed, because what we've learned over the last few years in the 18th year of a drought is that our economy and our environment is inextricably linked to the health of our river systems and our groundwater supplies.
Now, Kevin, Arizona has a history of having bipartisan cooperation when it comes to water. We can look back at Carl Hayden, Mo Udall, John Rhodes from the 60s, and those gentlemen. We can also look at the Groundwater Management Act in Arizona, which had Bruce Babbitt, Burton Barr, and others. Do you think we're missing that bipartisanship for this issue right now?
Well, we need more bipartisanship and more of that kind of leadership that's so much a part of Arizona's heritage. We do need more of that. There are leaders who are stepping up into that space, and our coalition is doing what we can to support them. But, you know, Steve, growing up in Arizona, I went to an Arizona public high school. I've had my whole career based in Phoenix. I learned about those leaders. I learned what it meant for Arizonans to come together and pass the 1980 Groundwater Management Act and how critically important that was to sending a signal that Arizona knows how to manage water and plan for our future and also protect our groundwater supplies for generations to come. That sent a huge signal nationally, and certainly to the Arizona community. This generation's challenge, similar to the ones that faced those who compromised and looked forward and created the 1980 Groundwater Management Act, our generation's challenge is to do what we need to do to stabilize the Colorado River system. That's the first step in moving Arizona water management forward in the way we need to.
Now, Kevin, based on the fact we're in April now, it appears that we would expect the legislative session to end in the next few weeks. Any reason to think there could actually be some progress on water in this session in the next few weeks?
Right now, it looks like an uphill road. That said, we're looking at what is clearly one of the 10 worst hydrology winters in recorded history. We're looking right now at a 50-50 chance of a federal shortage declaration less than 2 years from now. I hope we can at least take a step forward in this session and then continue to work between now and the next regular session to put together consensus water legislation that does what this generation of Arizona water leaders needs to do.
Kevin Moran is chairman of the Water for Arizona Coalition, also senior director of Western Water Programs for the Environmental Defense Fund.